I want us today to talk about the family of God. And if you'll look, you'll see that word is in all caps. And I want you to know the background of this lesson. The background of this lesson is something we talked about last week in the beginning of that lesson. And we talked about God's wisdom in the family. And if you look at the next line, we talked about God's wisdom in the family. You see the difference? Well, all I see is one is in all caps and the other is lowercase. Yep, and that's by design. Because in this lesson, and we may see this even at other times whenever we portray something on the board, whenever we put the word family in this lesson in all caps, we're talking about his spiritual family. And so last week we talked about what families are like and how families take care of babies and how we take care of each other and all the things that is involved in that. And then we tried at the end of that lesson to bring together all of that lesson about not the physical family, as important as that is, but to bring together the importance of that spiritual family. We didn't have time last week, nor do we have time this week, to look at every one of those verses in the Bible that describe what church is. Church is not Sunday. Church is not just where we come together and we sort of like a payment that you'd make on an installment loan. We pay a little bit today and that's it, and it becomes due again next week and then we'll show up again. That's not what church is all about. Church is about family. And the one another verses describe what God had in mind. Let's just briefly look, as we did last week, at these one another verses and understand that the Bible uses the one another verses to say we are members one of another. The family of God is kindly affectionate. In a world of rudeness and lack of genuine love, kindly affectionate one to another, preferring each other above all others, giving preference to one another, having the same mind toward one another, being like-minded toward one another, to accept, to receive one another. Warts and all is a good way to think about that. You know, I don't have to be exactly like you for you to accept me, nor you to have to be exactly like me, thank God, for me to accept you. You and I need to understand that there is a love, a mutual love, and we admonish one another, and there's a warmth in our greetings. I love Palm Beach Lakes and the hugs that go on. I've been here 32 years, and when I first came down, I'd never really been in a hugging church. And after we've been here about 6 months, I told Judy, you know, they really mean those hugs. Greet one another with affection, with a holy kiss. That's what family is all about. And in reference to the Lord's Supper, to wait for one another, to look at the next series, to care for one another, to serve one another through love, to bear with one another's burdens, to bear with one another, to be kind one to another, forgiving one another, speaking to one another as we sing together and as we encourage by our singing to cause each one of us to want to live purer lives and to serve the Lord better. Submitting to one another. I think about Jesus washing the disciples' feet, and Jesus said, that's what you need to do. He's told the apostles, the foundation of the church as it was, you understand what I've just done? And you should do not what I've done, you should do like I have done. And family is where the family doesn't serve us. Family is where there is within my heart, these are my brothers and these are my sisters, and I'm going to do everything I can to serve them, to bear with one another, to teach and admonish one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, to abound in love one to another, to comfort one another, to edify one another, to exhort one another every day, to consider one another, to pray for one another, to love one another with a pure heart, to have compassion for one another, to have fervent love for one another, to be hospitable to one another, to minister to one another, to be submissive to one another in humility, to have fellowship one with another. And then as we said last week, look at how many times the Lord says, and you agape each other. That's the Greek word for love. And agape love is love that I have, that love that we have for each other, not because there is some warm emotional feeling. That's the kind of thing that develops whenever we agape each other. But agape each other says, I love you regardless of what you are. I accept you. It's family. And how important it is for us to understand that. And we ended that sermon last week by saying, well, how does it happen? And at that time I said, that's another lesson. And it's another lesson that we will begin today and that we will talk about for weeks and months and perhaps years. How do we become family? Well, you know the way to answer that is how did it happen in the first century? Have you ever thought of the diversity there was in the early church? I mean, here is all of a sudden on the day of Pentecost, something happens and something begins. And in Acts chapter 2, there were devout men from every nation under heaven, and perhaps someone from every one of these nations were among the 3,000. The probability is, or at least the possibility is there, and perhaps the probability is there, that when the church began, on that very first day of the church, and the days that followed, because every day after that others were added to the church, where'd they come from? Devout nations from every nation under him. Jewish, yes, but look how different they are. There were Parthians, and you look at the list, and the Medes, and the Elamites, and those dwelling in Mesopotamia, and Judea, and Cappadocia, and Pontus, and Asia, and Phrygia, and Pamphylia, and Egypt, and Libya, and Cyrene, and Rome, and Jews, and proselytes, and Cretes, and Arabians. How on earth could you get folks of such diversity together? Look how different they are. But it's even bigger than that if you look at these other verses. If you look at Colossians chapter 3, verse 11, that says there's neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is in all, or Christ is all and in all. Do you know what the word barbarian was? It was a term of contempt that the educated Jews used to describe those who could not speak that beautiful Greek language. And they heard the sound that they made and they mocked that sound. Here's this beautiful Greek language and here are the languages of all the others. And to the Greek it sounded like bar, 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 and a term of contempt. We're the elite. You're the barbarians. And Scythians mentioned in this verse were some of the most vile individuals to be found. They were a lower class than the barbarians. Savages was the attitude toward them. Not in the sense that they were out eating human flesh. They were savages. And when the Lord built the church, when He put together the family, look at the diversity of it. The next verse, Galatians chapter 3, says, there's neither Jew nor Greek, neither slave nor free. What on earth does a slave have in common with the rich man who lives in the palace where the slave works in his fields? And the term of contempt and the way that women were treated as property with reviled, as it were, seen as second class individuals. And he puts all of that together. There's diversity there. There's diversity at Palm Beach Lakes. You ever think about this? One guest speaker, we came down here, met some of you, and his comment about was, "You preach at the United Nations, don't you?" And I've never added the number of islands you folks come from and the number of the diversity there is. That's what Palm Beach Lakes is. Look around you. I remember once in a Tuesday morning class, we counted 31 different states people had come from. Just in that one class of about 25 or 30 people, 31 different states. Diversity, oh yes, that kind of diversity. But look at the groups at Palm Beach Lakes. Have our young people. Boys and girls, young men and young ladies, want to tell you something. You're the most precious treasure there is in the hearts of all those that are out here. And we're going to do everything we can to help you go to heaven. And that's not a commitment that is made. That's not a commitment that is just made by those in leadership. I want you to understand that expresses the heart of where we are. And they're the young adults. Several of them are out camping this week at Fish Eating Creek, and they're listening via computers today. Those who are there and those who are here, you're different from these teenagers. And you're certainly different from those who are senior citizens. There's a diversity here of those who are couples and those who are families and those who are unmarried and the empty nesters that we have here and the elderly, the shut-ins and the semi-shut-ins and the widows. An unbelievable mix. How on earth do you bring together Scythians and the elite Greek and the lowly slave and the man in the big house? Family. And there's another diversity that needs to perhaps be mentioned, and that is the Gators and the Seminoles. And could I just say Roll Tide? Better not. Diversity? We're all different. And there's nothing wrong with us being different. Nothing wrong with us being groups. We will always have the identification of groups. There will always be to describe. You know, there will always be the teens going to Yes. There will always be that special event for different groups. There will be the Mother's Night Out. There will be all of the different divisions there. And there's nothing wrong with that. I don't give you some visual pictures. His family, the church, was made up of, yes, we consciously retain the identity, and that is important to get that too. We will always be who we are, but we also consciously give up our identity in the family. Look at the first century church. Is that it? No, it's not that. That's not what God had in mind. That's a whole lot better than that first slide, but that's not it. Well, let's look at a second one. It's not even this. It is not that the Lord set up an organization called the church that's somewhat like the United Nations, where the nations sort of sit together and visit together and talk to each other and try to work out how to handle things. It was not that God had in mind to put on this earth where there would be, well, sure there are Scythians in it, sure there are barbarians in it, but they consciously say there's something better than that. And the third slide illustrates the very kind of thing that we're talking about. We're members one of another, the Bible says. And regardless of which circle I am in this group, and I wish there were some way to interlock and overlap every single circle that is there, but that's the intent of the slide that is there, to say that while we are different, there is that one another, caring for one another, and there is that emphasis that there needs to be, and listen to me, and there is that emphasis that this church needs to have toward these young people. Babies in a family demand special attention from every family member. And our young people in the church, they need to be intertwined with every single one of those groups that is there. Youth work is not here are the young people and they're out here sort of doing their own thing. Guys, you'll always have that identity. You'll always have the camping out on the property. Marty, thank you for doing that. Thank you for being a part of this circle that reached out and to Michael and Julie whenever you did it before. That's what we're talking about, this intertwining. And young people, you're so special. But what you and I need to understand, it's an intertwining of the whole church. Consider these thoughts. When the church, when Palm Beach Lakes with its diversity becomes this, it will not be I, it'll be we. It will not be they, but we and us. We work together. We care for one another. And because of this view of the church and the view of the church that the first century church had, we invest in the outcome of being one in Him. We cannot be content with the status quo, but there's the love that binds all of us together. Now, don't you want to be a part of that? His family. You need to believe in the Lord. You can't live out here in the world. You got to need to believe in the Lord. And you need to repent. You need to make a decision. I've been out in this world too long. I'm ready to change my life. And when you confess that you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, like Rodney Wood did last week, you can be baptized. We've got Acts 2:38 says, baptized for the remission of sins. Galatians 3 says, you are children of God, sons of God. That's Galatians 3:26. There's that family. You are in the family of God, verse 27, because you have been baptized into Christ. You want to be in His family? You need to be baptized into Christ. And you'll be in His family. And He says, serve Him faithfully. How can this church help you go to heaven? Won't you let it be known by coming to the front right now as together we stand and sing. The big announcement concerns a new emphasis at Palm Beach Lakes on a family-youth relationship in this church. What do we mean by that when we talk about family-youth relationship? Well, it does not just apply to young people, though it applies to them. It does not just apply to the families of younger children, to the parents of younger children, though they are involved in it. It does not just apply to young families. It involves the whole family. Family, youth, relationship in the church. The purpose statement behind this is to emphasize that the family is actively involved. And the design is to build the faith in the heart of our most precious possession in this building. But not just youth. It is a program that involves the strengthening of the families. Mothers and dads, brothers and sisters. That family. But it's a program that involves the edifying of the entire family. Church. Far bigger than just edifying young people, edifying the whole church. We have in this church an outstanding educational program. If you've never been down the hallway, you cannot begin to imagine the strength that is being placed in the hearts of our young people and even in their early years. But family-youth relationship is something that involves the entire family. All caps. Congregational involvement. And it will provide an opportunity for family growth. The church to grow. It involves every segment. Every one of the circles in the implementation of this new program, in its growth, and in its success. And in the fruit and the rewards that will come from it, I promise you we shall rejoice together as never before. And now Dan Fuller, one of our elders, has some things he wants to say on behalf of the elders.
Thank you, Dan. Dan will be back in just a little bit. The elders are excited about this new emphasis at Palm Beach Lakes on the church family and youth. We have been talking about this, researching it, and planning for months and months, if not a couple of years. In fact, many of the things we have already been doing in the last year or so are geared toward this involvement of the whole church family. There are many more exciting details to come, and the elders want to urge every member to see, not to see this as something that impacts someone else, but see this as something that impacts and requires all of us to be involved. The elders know that having someone to organize and lead this effort is essential. We need a man who can get this whole church involved, building and strengthening and edifying every element within this congregation, from the young up. We need a man who has a family of his own, and therefore understands the value of the family unit and the church family working together. We need a man who loves the Lord and church and wants to help us all grow closer to each other, grow closer to the Lord, and to make it to heaven without the loss of a single one of us. We need a man who is devoted to the truth of God's Word and is trusted and effective teacher of both young and old. We need a man who Palm Beach Lakes will love, respect, encourage, and support as he organizes and leads this massive and truly needful emphasis. We believe that we have identified that man and his family, and we are excited to introduce him to you today. In fact, it's a family that you already know very well. We ask you to please pray for and encourage our new family youth evangelist, Josh Blackmer. The elders are excited as he will begin his laboring with us in late September 2014. He cannot start in this role because he's finishing his 5-year commitment as a missionary in Paraguay. In late September, Josh Blackmer will have completed 5 years and will have returned to begin working at Palm Beach Lakes once again as one of our evangelists, specifically to head up the family youth work. The elders are so excited to have Josh, Kara, Josiah, and Vivian coming back here. We believe this is an answer to prayer and that the hand of God has been involved in this process. There is much to do between now and September, and we will be getting to that. Right now, we have a message from our new family youth evangelist, a video that he created to give to us here this morning. David, give us a little bit of delay. They start right away, so I really want you to pay attention. Don't fumble for your pen or whatever. Be attentive. Thanks.
Hi, Palm Beach Lakes.
We're excited about coming back.
We love you guys.
We just want to say thank you so much for your love and your support and your encouragement over the years, and that we are really looking forward to this new exciting chapter.
It's going to be great working with you all again. We are truly excited about coming back and working with Palm Beach Lakes. God's blessed us with this opportunity to continue this relationship with you, and we are looking forward to it. The elders mentioned that we're coming back and working with the Family and Youth Program. And you may have ideas of what that is or questions about, you know, what does this mean? What's it going to look like? And there'll be more information coming out in the next few months, but what I want to focus on right now is really giving you the core concept. The core concept, as one person put it, is the focus is not families as much as it is the family, the household of God, the church working together, and the many aspects of the congregation. Because you have all these different circles. You have the young adults, you have the young marrieds, you have people with families, you have, you know, older people, and all these different circles in the congregation. And every one of these circles overlaps. All these one of the circles have their core identity. The youth have their core identity, the things that they do. And that will continue. But there are also things that where they overlap and influence one another. And in those areas of influence, we can really capitalize on those one another passages in the Bible and helping one another grow. And, you know, for example, when I was growing up, it helped me to see older people putting their faith in practice. You know, it helped me see my parents putting their faith in practice. But not just that, but seeing other people in the church putting their faith in practice. And so that's an area, that's a way how we overlap and influence one another. And so we're going to really try and capitalize on that and make that happen. What this is going to involve, it'll involve the education program. It'll involve labors together with God. It'll involve our cornerstone groups. And it'll involve many other things that are already in play at Palm Beach Lakes, but it'll all have the same common goal, all of us working and pulling in the same direction. And it's going to take all of us. And that's why, as mentioned before, this is going to influence every single one of us because we all play a part in the family, the bigger picture at Palm Beach Lakes. And I'm excited about how this is going to play out. I'm excited about what God is going to do with us as we truly seek to glorify Him and truly try and build a family that represents the true church. You know, this is going to be something that when people come and visit, they're going to see this. They're going to see something they're not seeing anywhere else. And that happens a lot when people come to visit the true church. They say, never seen this before. It brings to mind a passage that says, they will know you are my disciples by your love. And that's got to be a core thing at all of this. Because we love one another, we're going to work hard to make sure we're all going in the same direction. Because we love one another, we're going to work hard in doing this. And so we're excited about this. We're excited about seeing every one of you again. And we're excited about working side by side with you in the future.
And so we say, I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen. It's new, it's different. But it's something that the elders have prayed about and studied and reflected upon. Josh said this, Palm Beach Lakes has every element that we need to make this thing happen.
It's just a matter of putting them together. I want to commend our elders for their wisdom and for their vision, for the love and compassion they have for our young people, for their devotion to the truth and for the souls of men. We are blessed indeed by these men. And the Bible says, give honor unto whom honor is due. And we do that this day. Just remember, this is something that involves and impacts all of us. There's not a single one of us who can say, doesn't really have anything to do with me. And over these next several weeks, next several months, there'll be regular articles written by Josh from Paraguay in the weekly bulletin that will try to give us a concept to embrace that is so different. Somebody says, this is not much different from what we have been doing. Well, what we have been doing is great. But the new scope, we're not going to stop the involvement of a single person involved with our young people. We have more people touching the lives of our teens than we've ever had. And we've had that for the last 18 months as people have stepped forward. We're not going to stop anything, and you'll be equally involved. An opportunity will be given for all the rest of us to be involved, not just with our teens, but involved with each other. You ought to see Josh's enthusiasm as he describes plans of things he wants to implement when he gets here. We're going to really, honestly, and truly. This is not a youth program. It is a family youth program. And may we keep that in mind and keep the Blackmers in our prayers, and keep the elders in our prayers. And may God help us to get all of these young people and the babes in Christ, like those who have recently been baptized and those who will be baptized in the future, and those of us who've been in the church for all of these years, to be served by one another and to serve one another as we become the family of God. Here's what we're going to do. Johnny Davis, one of our elders, is coming to lead us in a closing prayer. After that, let's sing one more verse of "We're Part of a Family." And then at the conclusion of that song, we'll have the baptism, and immediately after the baptism, you are dismissed. Johnny, come and lead us in prayer.
From God's holy word in Philippians, we read, "Only conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come or see you or remain absent, I may hear of you that you are standing firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel." Let us pray. Our Holy Father, we praise your holy name. We're so thankful for the guidance and the wisdom that comes from your holy word as we study it. And Father, we're thankful for the assurance you give us that in the future we will have an eternal life with you. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to ask when we have need, as we do this day. Father, we pray that you'll be with us and be with the youth. Bless them, for they are a great, important part of the family. Be with us during this endeavor and help us to be with the youth and serve them in any way we can. And be with Josh as he takes over this great work to bring and retain precious souls to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Father, help us to all work together and support this effort to be the best ever. Father, we're so thankful for Anthony and his heart, as today he will be baptized. Bless us in service, Father. In Christ's holy name we pray. Amen.